Understanding the reality of Trump's immigration policy. I'm Ray Hanania. President Donald Trump ordered the suspension of immigration from 7 Muslim countries for 90 days and the entrance of refugees for 120 days, fulfilling his much maligned campaign vow to crack down on illegal and dangerous immigration. The 7 countries are Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Immediately, nearly every Arab and Muslim organization in America joined in condemning Trump's executive order, wrongly calling it, quote, anti-Muslim, and referring to it as a, quote, Muslim ban. None of the organizations, however, denounced the mainstream American news media, which roundly demanded to know why Trump did not expand that order to also include the 43 other Arab Muslim countries that were not included in the ban, such as, and naming, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, or Jordan. Sadly, many Arabs and Muslims in America have been duped once again into believing that the mainstream American news media, Americans as a society, and the many protesters who have denounced Trump's action and the Muslim ban really care about Arabs or Muslims. They don't. Here is the truth that the anti-Arab and anti-Muslim media doesn't want to report and that the protesters are blindly ignoring. There are 50 nations whose populations are majority Muslim. Trump's order does not restrict the immigration into the United States of 47 of those Muslim nations. Clearly, Trump's action is not anti-Muslim. What justifies a suspension of immigration in the 7 targeted nations? That discussion has been ignored by the activists and the biased and racist news media. But it's obvious, 6 of the nations, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen are failed states that are in societal disarray. They're consumed in violence and war. The 7th is Iran, which is less of a government and more of a terrorist enterprise that is committed to the destruction of Arab society in the Middle East and democracy in the West. Syria is in total dysfunction under the brutal military leadership of Iranian puppet Bashar al-Assad. In fact, it was Assad whose military assaults against Arab Spring protesters created the instability that allowed Daesh, ISIS, to build a base in the country, a reality that Assad has exploited to prevent Western military intervention to undermine his oppressive rule and create democracy for its civilian population. Iraq has been basically partitioned into several mini-nations, each with their own political agenda and militia. Libya is in total chaos and has been for years. Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen face serious internal threats from terrorist organizations linked to Daesh and ISIS that those governments are incapable of controlling. How does any of this relate to America's immigration? If an ISIS or Daesh terrorist wants to enter the United States to fulfill the repeated terrorist proclamations that have been made, such as the most recent one this past December, to go commandeer and drive trucks into American parades and high-profile public events to kill American civilians. The easiest way for these terrorists is to enter the United States through the weak and ineffective immigration systems in those 6 Arab and Muslim nations. What's most appalling to watch are Arab and Muslim American organizations joining the racist and anti-Arab and anti-Muslim mainstream news media in accusing Trump of taking racist actions. The media is the biggest purveyors of racist and anti-Arab and anti-Muslim hatred in America. It is the mainstream media that's the problem. Let me repeat that. The mainstream American news media is the biggest promoters of anti-Arab and anti-Muslim racism. So why would anyone in the Arab or Muslim world listen to the high-profile mainstream American news media assert that they somehow care about Arab rights or Muslim rights? The mainstream media has been destroying Arab rights and Muslim rights for years. The hypocrisy of the mainstream media was evident recently during the five top morning news discussion programs. Media personalities with the most journalism power all asked, why did Trump not move to suspend relations beyond the seven Arab countries to include Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and other Arab world countries like Jordan and even Lebanon? In other words, while they were claiming that Trump's ban or suspension is a Muslim ban, they wanted Trump to include more Muslim nations in that ban. Worse is why American Arabs and Muslims would join in this bonfire of truth and denounce the immigration suspensions, which are clearly intended to protect all Americans, regardless of their faith, Muslim, Christian, and Jew. The media asserts that the suspension is racist because it singles out specific races like Syrians, Iranians, Libyans, and the rest. That's just not true. America's immigration policies are weak and have been for years. As Daesh, ISIS, steps up its efforts to attack America, America has every right to impose stringent policies to more closely examine who these immigrants wanting to come into this country are. What is their background? Something they can't get from those seven dysfunctional Arab countries that have been identified by Trump. Trump has explained that his goal also is not to ban Muslims, but to ensure that anyone entering this country is not intent on committing an act of terrorism. Basically, Trump wants to separate the good from the bad. America also has an overlapping problem that is the real motivation behind the media's phony obsession with the rights of Muslims and Arabs. Every year, hundreds of thousands of Mexicans enter the United States through its southern border illegally. Currently, it is estimated that there are 12 million illegal aliens living in American cities. Of that number, about 3 million are engaged in criminal violence. The remainder are taking jobs and receiving health care benefits and exploiting the benefits of living in America without contributing to America's society as taxpayers or abiding by citizenship laws. Many don't even speak English. That's why Trump has proposed building a wall along the Mexican border. It's not about keeping Mexicans out. It's about controlling the immigration into this country and knowing who's coming in. He wants Mexicans to come into America. He just wants them to do it, one, the right way, and two, to be those who want to live in this country and contribute positively to this country and not include terrorists like El Chapo, who was recently arrested and who has murdered thousands of civilians in Mexico and in the United States. What other country in this world would allow millions of illegal aliens to enter their country without being screened for criminal backgrounds? None. The real issue is about American politics. Most ethnic minorities, like Hispanics, tend to be Democrats, not Republicans, and that's why Democrats have been the loudest in denouncing Trump's policies. As we saw in this past presidential election, Trump defeated Hillary Clinton by winning the majority of the votes in a dozen states that traditionally have voted Democratic, not Republican. The Democrats want to change that. They think that bringing in immigrants is going to help. This isn't even about giving democracy to the immigrants. It's about selfish politics. Trump isn't perfect. His rhetoric sometimes feeds the public's fears, but those fears are being played and exaggerated by the mainstream American news media, the same news media that fuels racism and fear-mongering against Muslims and Arabs in this country. The fact that Arab and Muslim Americans don't see this concerns me, and it should concern you too. I'm Ray Hanania.
Thank you for listening to my column commentary podcast at thedailyhookah.com. My columns address issues from around the world, including news, politics, and slice of life topics from Chicago to Jerusalem. This podcast is an audio production of those print newspaper columns, and it also features other independent audio productions. My mainstream columns are viewable online at thedailyhookah.com. My columns on the Middle East appear every Thursday in the Arab News newspaper and online at arabnews.com. Don't forget to download my free podcast app from the Apple Store and visit my website, thedailyhookah.com, to keep up with my life and writing. Thank you.